Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Our sins slow us down in the race of life, but for believers, sin will be no more in the eternity yet to be. With nothing between us and God, our joy will be boundless. Today, more on the way things will be one day. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. The final message is on God's glory and our glorification. And there's no doubt all of us need some of that.
Have you had some wrinkles this past week? Maybe in your body, maybe also in your mind. Maybe you live with someone who isn't perfect. And your perfection is rubbing up against their imperfection. And you're finding it very difficult. It's a strain on your perfection, to be sure. Imagine being holy and blameless in His sight. We could use some positive words, too. We could say clean, pure, transparent. Imagine it. Johnny Erickson Tada, who, as you know, is a quadriplegic, who has led many of us into understanding suffering biblically in wonderful ways, says that what she looks forward to in heaven is not just parking her wheelchair at the door, though thank God she'll be able to do that, and it's not just the ability of running toward Jesus and then falling at His feet, though she looks forward to that too. She says what she looks forward to is such purity of mind that never would any sin ever come between her and the unmediated fellowship and presence of God. See, today everything that we have in worship is mediated. It's mediated through Jesus. But in the end, walking with God without a single hint or tint of sin. Now, in order for us to get a handle on this, let me ask you a question today. It's just you and me. How would you like it if all of the thoughts of your mind were perfectly and completely known to your spouse, to your friends, to your parents, and to your children? How would you like that? Or, you're laughing, I know, we'll take you first. Or have them all on a screen. How would you like that? We'd all be so ashamed. We couldn't stand the shame. We'd all want to live on a desert island somewhere. My dear friend, imagine being in the presence of God with our thoughts so pure, so clean, so transparent that God can see all of them and all of our friends can see all of them. Never any embarrassment, never any shame, never any regret, never anything inappropriate. Just one thought after another that is holy and totally acceptable to God. Imagine it. Say amen, somebody. Isn't that great? Won't that be great? Amen. All right, now, think of it. That's the glorification of the soul. Now let's talk about the glorification of the body. Your body is important. It is not true, scripturally, that all that our body does is sort of a prison of the soul. So you get rid of the body so that the soul can go to God. You are a body that is ensouled. And you are a unit. That's why God is going to raise you from the dead. Now, you think of the resurrection of Jesus. We shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now, I asked you to turn to the 17th chapter of John, because I feared that if you didn't see that verse, you might think that it's not in the Bible. I'm going to ask you to turn to another one. And this is found in the book of Philippians. Philippians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Actually, I'm finding it also, along with you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 29. Verse 20. Philippians 3:20, page 982. But if our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body. And right now it is lowly, isn't it? Like a doctor said to one of his patients, if you were a building, you'd be condemned, he said. He will transform our lowly body to be like his. Are you saying that this is true? That God is going to transform our lowly body? Soon morphe is the Greek word, like unto his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Imagine that. Your body is going to be transformed like unto his glorious body. Now let's clarify something. In heaven, you are not going to be a spirit. You're not going to be a spirit. You're not going to be a spirit. You're going to actually have a body. Jesus said to his disciples, handle me, because a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. He had flesh and bones, and Thomas saw the nail prints in his hands, and they were able to touch him. So we're not going to be spirits. We're not going to be angels. We'll have physical bodies, but those bodies will be raised so that they will be like unto his glorious body. Now we think immediately of the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus Christ's glory was veiled, and we think of the fact, will our glory be to that extent? I'm not sure, but this much I know, the body we are going to have is going to be absolutely glorious. It'll be a glorious body. Redemption, body, soul, and spirit, totally redeemed. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, it is sown a perishable body, it is raised imperishable. He says it is sown in weakness, and it is raised with strength. And that's why we bury bodies. They are like a seed in the ground. Yes, it is true that they disintegrate, but in the end, God sovereignly puts them together, and we shall have a body that is fit for eternity. This body is fit for this life, but we're getting one that is going to be fit for eternity. Will we ever have perfect health care? The answer is yes, but not in our lifetime. We're going to have to wait for that. Imagine, never any pain, never any problem with the body. Eternal. 10,000 years, and you don't look a bit older. It's coming, folks. So we have the glorification of the soul, the glorification of the body. And why such a beautiful body, a glorious body, like unto Jesus Christ's body, with all of its power, his ability to go from one part of the land to the other, go through doors, different molecular structure, all the rest. Why? Because we'll be fitted for a different environment. We're talking now about heaven. Now, here's a theological concept you need to grasp. Let's think of Adam and Eve there in the garden. As we contemplate them, what was unique about their situation is that there was no, what shall we say, there was complete harmony. Harmony between them and nature, harmony between the man and his wife before the fall, harmony within the man's own heart. There was no civil war going on in him like there is in some of you today. Nothing but peace, nothing but shalom, peace, happiness. Now, as a result, of course, of the fall, you know what happened. Man fell. But the minute man fell, all of creation, the Bible says, was cursed. It was cursed because there could be no such thing as an imperfect, sinful, cursed man living in a beautiful, uncursed, pure, holy environment. And everything was cursed. And so you have earthquakes and tornadoes, and you have all kinds of other things happening in nature. Now, here's what it says in the book of Romans. I won't ask you to turn to it, but it is there, and you need to find it on your own at another time. 8th chapter of Romans. There, what we discover is, I think it's in verse 31, where it says that the creation fell after man fell. Man falls, creation falls. And now the whole creation, Paul says, is waiting on tiptoe, as one translation puts it. Eagerly waiting the redemption of our bodies as sons. We read it in our scripture reading today. Eagerly waiting for that so that then it can be redeemed too. We lead. Whatever happens to us happens to nature. We fall into sin, nature is cursed. We find the redemption of our bodies at the time of the resurrection, and what happens is nature is also redeemed. It is also redeemed, the Bible says. And then after nature is redeemed and the earth is recreated, you remember what John said? He said, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Isn't it interesting that the Bible begins in a garden, but it ends in a city? Why? Why don't we all go back to the garden? Why isn't heaven just one state of Iowa, where you have a lot of people living in different little places? Why the city motif? Well, because we are social beings. And while it is true that you can walk independently with God in your own little condo out on the prairie somewhere, the fact is we are going to worship God together. There is a togetherness of the people of God. That's why we sorrow not as those who have no hope, because we shall be together in heaven. And that togetherness is best expressed when we all live together, we'll do things together, we'll worship together, and we will serve together in the city. But what a place it is. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer. When we talk about these kinds of things, we can say the words, but it really takes time to have the words sink into our souls. I really do believe that if we were able to in some way grasp the future for all believers, to be glorified with Jesus Christ and to be in the heavenly city, that this is actually going to happen, a whole different order of reality, and that we are going to be a part of it, we would be so encouraged that no matter what we were going through today, we'd be able to endure it, because we know spectacular days are coming. So I leave you today with that encouragement and hope that as we continue this series of messages entitled Nothing Else Matters, and of course the answer is nothing else matters except the glory of God, that you will be greatly encouraged, that you will be helped to remember that at the end of the day it's all about God and not about us. I want to thank you in advance for the many of you who contribute to our ministry. We are dependent upon your faithfulness, your gifts, your generosity, your prayers, because when you participate with us, you become a partner in sharing the good news of the gospel with many. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of God's glory and our glorification. His final message on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time, more on the future transformation of all creation. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.